freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's your show. Kicking off hour number two. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll literally talk to you about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You got an agenda you want to push on the air. You've got some sort of rant you want to get off your chest. We're here for you. 800-259-9231. Also, you can get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You can log on to the BBS. And logging is the proper term there, because you have to log on, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
It does require minimal registration.
The BBS is a message board where we have, what, almost 6,000 posts?
Yeah, very near to 6,000.
Mm-hmm. 350 members?
Plus, yeah.
It's amazing. There's
growing
stuff going
in
on
leaps
all
and
the time.
Bounds.
Yeah, you can't... I mean, there's posts coming out all the time.
Literally.
Really. I mean, by the time you start writing a response, you'll end up several down because three people will have posted between the time you started writing and the time you ended.
It is a lot of fun, and it's free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, you can call them at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. And remember, we've got to read that one more time, man, which before the show's out.
Okay.
All right. So, again, your show, you can take control about whatever you want. Otherwise, we have to bring topics up. And big news today is, I tell you, it's going to be a record-setting year for the Supreme Court. I mean, they have got some huge decisions
yeah.
that they're going to be making in the coming months.
In my opinion, they made a good one today.
Well, here's what they had to say. Apparently, a closely divided Supreme Court ruled today that it's unconstitutional to execute juvenile killers, ending a practice in 19 states that has been roundly condemned by many of America's closest allies. The 5-4 decision throws out the death sentences of 72 murderers who were under 18 when they committed their crimes and bars states from seeking to execute minors for future crimes. The executions, the court said, violate the Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Now, I guess the reason why they didn't go ahead and say that for adults is because it wasn't brought in front of them. Has this been decided before? I mean, has the Supreme Court ever decided on the constitutionality of capital punishment?
I believe that they did in the late 60s, and that's what happened with Manson, why he got... that it was the death penalty was considered.
And then did they overturn their own decision?
I believe that's so.
Well, according to Justice Anthony Kennedy, quote, the age of 18 is the point where society draws the line for many purposes between childhood and adulthood. It is, we conclude, the age at which line for death eligibility ought to rest.
I agree.
The ruling continues, of course.
I agree that I don't think we should have the death penalty, period.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's, I think the death penalty in and of itself is fine. It's okay to have a death penalty. As long as we can implement it perfectly. As long as nobody...
What do you mean by that?
Perfect. I mean perfectly. As long as nobody who is not guilty gets executed. And the fact is that since 1972 and in the reinception of the death penalty, we have released 117 people off of death row, which means that those people were convicted, sentenced to death, and then released off of death row before they had a chance to get killed.
Mm.
And I want to know... How many
for
people,
whatever reason.
For whatever reason. Some of it's DNA, but very little. Mm-hmm. Percentage-wise, it's very little. Just other evidence comes up. The real killer steps forward.
Right.
And, they find other evidence. The fact is, we certainly don't have an infallible system. And I believe, since 117 people have been released from death row since 1972, that there are probably a certain amount of people that have been killed that had the death penalty enacted upon them since 1972.
And how many people, if there's
didn't do it.
If there's 100-something people that have been released, how many does that mean that are actually sitting on death row right now today who are innocent of their
I'm not
their
saying
crimes?
That... I think that some people have had... Most have been released, but some people have had their sentences commuted or something, too.
But seriously, even if their sentences haven't been commuted, how many of them are sitting there... Even if it looked like there was, let's say they had a trial where it looked like there was damning evidence or all sorts of witnesses against them, and they just didn't do it.
Yeah.
And now they're sitting on death row. They're one of the people who hasn't gotten let out, who still faces the death penalty.
Well, I think it's much better to have an innocent man in prison than it is to have an innocent man dead. You know? I mean...
Certainly.
I feel like you can still be free inside your mind.
Reversible.
You know? Right. Prison's reversible. You can say, holy crap, we're sorry, Ian. We didn't mean to put you in prison for the last 25 years. Now that we found out who really killed Kennedy, we're going to let you go. So they can do that. But if they killed you 10 years ago, they can't let you go back. You can't. And it's not a common practice to go second-guessing the state's practice, but the practice of killing people and then second-guessing it and finding out that they were innocent later. But I just have to say statistically that at least one person has died since 1972, and for me, that's one person too many. I don't think that prison is a walk in the park. I don't think it's a picnic. I think prison probably sucks really bad, you know? Like, it's terrible.
From everything that I've told and from the people who I've spoken with that have been on the inside, it absolutely is.
It's got to be awful. And I don't feel like prison is getting away with it, murder. You know?
Hell no.
I think living the rest of your life in prison, and most murderers, just to be clear, most people are convicted of murder, are somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25. So that means that you're going to spend the next 50 to 60 years of your life, all of it, 50 to 60 years, in prison.
And there's a good chance, I mean, I don't know, maybe not good, I don't know what the odds are, but if you're a particularly egregious killer, you know, like a Jeffrey Dahmer type, or someone who's killed little children, you're probably going to go ahead and get your death penalty handed to you by the other prisoners.
It happened.
It has happened.
It happened with Dahmer.
Plenty of times.
Obviously. I mean, and I feel like, you know, if it happens that way, fine and dandy. I just don't feel the government should be killing people for crimes that it's not perfect. You know, it's just not perfect.
I happen to agree with that. Now, do you think the death penalty, because some people are going to come back with the response that, and you're welcome to dial in at 800-259-9231 and chime in, pro or con, but some people would come up and say to you, well, this is a deterrent. We need to have the death penalty because it deters people from committing murder.
Are people not committing murder now? I mean,
but the murders will be all over the place if you get rid of the death penalty.
I think we can probably look very easily at, for one thing, not every state has the death penalty. And
is that true? I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely.
I knew they had differing styles of killing people. Like some states still has the Utah still has the firing squad or something like that.
I think it's
that.
Utah or Arizona.
Right. I didn't realize that. How many states actually don't have it then?
Many. I can't tell
you.
It's less. I bet you it's less than half, but it's certainly not single digits.
So then you could just do some simple comparison on murder rates then, right?
You could do simple comparisons on murder rates and per capita and the whole thing. Plus, you could very easily check. Also, the juvenile states, there's only 19 states that actually will kill a juvenile.
Well, not anymore.
Right. Well, that would have killed a juvenile.
Right.
Florida, the one we live in, being one of them. It's not a deterrent, really. It doesn't change the numbers of people who kill, because the fact is, if you commit a crime, do you expect to go to prison? Or do you expect, I mean, you don't expect it. You wouldn't commit the crime if you were expecting it. The vast majority. People expect to get away with it.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and kill you, Manwich, so I can, it's worth it to spend 25 years in prison to kill you. Come on, who could really say that?
Nobody. It's a terrible idea. Who wants to go to prison?
Well, you're right. I mean, aren't most murders committed in the heat of passion? I mean, aren't most of them committed without...
I can't answer where and why murders are committed, but I would tell you the ones where people premeditate that, you know, and think about it, and therefore a deterrent would matter.
Well, the premeditated ones, they're trying to premeditate in order to avoid arrest, right?
Avoid any arrest, not a specific type of arrest. Oh, you can have me, officer, but you can't kill me. You know, I mean, they're not trying to avoid the death penalty. They're trying to avoid punishment.
Interesting. If you've got an opinion, 1-800-259-9231, do you think the Supreme Court was right in making this decision today that minors can no longer be put to death? Do you think the death penalty is a terrible thing, or do you think that we need to kill more people? What's your opinion? 800-259-9231. You can literally take control of the show as well and even change the topic. We'll let you do it. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Menwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday. And by the way, the Saturday show is an hour longer than this particular show. We do it 2 hours a night during the week, 3 hours on Saturday. So Saturdays were 7 to 10. During the week, we're 8 to 10 Eastern Time. All right, so we are talking about the Supreme Court decision today. 5-4 was the vote, by the way, close vote, that said that juveniles can no longer be given the executive decision of execution.
Generally, execution isn't an executive decision.
It's an executive decision. You're, like, deciding that they get to be executed, I guess.
Well, it's usually...
it was a bad word.
Yeah,
bad description. Anyway, the age 18 is the point where society draws a line for many purposes between childhood and adulthood, according to Justice Anthony Kennedy. The ruling continues the court's practice of narrowing the scope of the death penalty, which justices reinstated in 1976. Executions for those 15 and younger when they committed their crimes were outlawed in 1988. 3 years ago, justices banned death sentences for the mentally retarded. Tuesday's ruling prevents the states from making 16 and 17-year-olds eligible for execution.
Pretty soon it's going to be like redheads and women and, you know.
Well, as you were saying before, it should be everybody.
They're just going to slowly exclude everybody until it's okay to shoot brown-haired white guys.
As a result, officials in Prince William County, Virginia, said Tuesday they will not prosecute a murder case there against teen sniper Lee Boyd Malvo, who's already serving life in prison in the two of the 10 sniper killings that terrorized the Washington area in 2002.
Now, didn't he commit murder at both 17 and 18, like on his spree? Didn't he turn 18?
No, I think they caught him when he was 17. No, here you go, Malvo, 17 at the time of the killings.
Well, then he's not going to get the death penalty.
Juvenile offenders have been put to death in recent years in only a few other countries, including Iran, Pakistan, China, and Saudi Arabia. So we've basically stepped out of that lower echelon of countries, and now we're, I guess we've risen above them a little bit by not having kids executed.
Great.
I think it's good news as well. I don't know. There's more to the story. I don't think it's necessarily that interesting. It's just an amazing court decision. Finally, Supreme Court ruling in a pro-freedom manner. They do it from time to time, and there's a number of other opportunities for them to do it this year. Whether or not they will, of course, is a whole other question. As you know, we've already had one really piss-poor Supreme Court decision, at least this year, which was the one that allows the cops to, at any time, bring a police dog around your car. You get pulled over for a speeding ticket, cops can now bring out the drug dog and have them sniff around. So that's not good. And the Supreme Court is just kind of here and there when it comes to the Constitution.
They're supposed to be there protecting it. It doesn't seem to me like that's what they're doing.
It doesn't seem to me like they really understand it. I mean, they probably learned about the Constitution from one of these textbooks that we had Brandon call in a few weeks ago, read from his American government textbook that he's using in his government school class. He goes to government school and he's in the class about government. And the bastardization of our Constitution in that textbook was mind-boggling. It was shocking to me how bad the description of what our, you know, what the Bill of Rights is all about and what, you know, the powers that the government has. It really was just basically communist propaganda, totalitarian propaganda.
And one thing I think that no history books ever mention is the power of the people in a jury to find a defendant not guilty if they think the law is a bad law.
Hell no.
What's what they call it? Jury nullification?
Jury nullification.
And no history book talks about that. They never talk about it. They talk about checks and balances. They explain the check and the balance of the legislative to the executive and the executive to the judicial and the judicial back to the legislative. They
right.
tell you all that stuff. But they never say, what's the check and the balance
Isn't
that's
that
left
bizarre?
To the peaceful people, excuse me, and the peaceful.
The peaceful people.
The peace. We let the peaceful have a check, too.
Isn't that just bizarre? Who's behind this? You know, some of our callers would suggest it's a conspiracy, and I don't know.
You got to wonder sometimes. I mean, it's a hell of a lot easier to designate, you know, some evil guy named Rockefeller sitting back there going, I'll take away their jury nullification check. You know, it makes a little more sense. But
I think it's
just the government. I think that governments, by their very nature, govern. They rule. They control. That's all they can do. You know, they can't give freedom. They're supposed to defend freedom, but that's when we do our part, which is by keeping the government in check.
Somewhere along the line,
we have not done that.
You're right. The American people have been sleeping at the wheel of this government
for the last 100 years.
But you got to wonder how this happens. How does this information disappear, though? I mean, when we're talking about jury nullification, where you literally, as a juror, have the right to say not guilty if you don't believe in the law that the person being charged with. At what point did it go away? I mean, because there was obviously a point at which the judges just kind of stopped saying it. I mean, because they used to give you instructions in the courtroom after the case was, you know, after the defense attorney had done his closing argument, and all the closing arguments are done, and it's time for the jurors to go in and deliberate, the judge would give the instructions. Well, you have to adjust this case based on blah, 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 and the facts and the law, and, you know, the law, you also have the right to judge the law itself. Now, I don't know how they phrased it back in the day, but they were supposed to give them that information. At some point, that stopped. So, was that a conspiracy? I can't imagine that it would be, but why weren't some judges continuing to do it? How long, you know, was there a transition period where some judges were doing it and some other judges weren't, and that just became the thing to not do it anymore? We just all of a sudden
did
stopped
a memo
having...
go out, you know?
Right, right. How did it get this
and
way?
And judges, why did they go for it? I just can't imagine that a judge would say, okay.
Right, you would think there would have to be some severe constitutional judges who are on the bench that would say, hey,
never.
Joe, Manwich? Mr. Your Honor, Manwich, why did you stop giving your... I heard by from the bailiff told me today that you stopped giving the jury instructions completely. What happened with that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just so crazy.
Well, we've just been having trouble with people throwing out these...
But it's part of the Constitution. You're supposed... It's part of our government. You're supposed to give them the instructions.
Well...
I mean, how could it have gone? What is the process here? So eventually it disappeared from the courtrooms, and then people had to write history books. Now, we know that, according to Brandon, there's a significant difference between the history books that some private schools
yes.
use and the history books that the government schools use. So, obviously the government people who are in charge of picking the curriculum pick the history books, so they get to look at the different books, and they say, well, this is the one we want for our school board, for our school district. So I would assume that they're getting, maybe there's a history book out there with that in it, and they're just setting that aside because it doesn't have the correct agenda. But it's so amazing, isn't it, that in all of the school systems around the country, and maybe there are some where jury nullification is taught, but I find it hard to believe that it would be. It's amazing that there's not some sort of bastion of freedom out there. There's not some, you know, Liberty School District out there that still teaches the Constitution the way it's meant to be taught. Is there? Maybe there is. 1-800-259-9231. It sure as hell wasn't in my school.
Well,
and I know it wasn't in your school either, was it?
Well, I went to Christian school for the first 9 years.
But in high school.
That's
where it would really be taught, would be the high school. I mean, it's one thing to teach in elementary school.
They didn't teach that jury nullification to me in high school, no.
It's one thing to teach kids in elementary school about your rights and everything, but you don't really grasp it until you're in high school. So
no.
That's what we're talking about. 800-259-9231. You get on the phones. You take control of the show. Anything goes. Otherwise, we'll talk to you about some busybodies who've been protesting an adult bookstore or adult video store. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Bert and Ernie know parenting's challenging, especially when children think they're in charge. When I come back, I'll tell you about someone else who's trying to be the boss. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. On Sesame Street or any road, children aren't the only ones whining, kicking, and screaming. Family cars are getting in on that action. Like your kids, your car wants to run the show.
As it gets older, it'll squeal, pop, shake, rattle, and roll you into a fury. If that doesn't get your attention, it'll leave you stranded, which will drive you into the shop for repairs. Take charge. Keep your car on its best behavior by following owner's manual service schedules, like a bedtime rule, and dressing it in Sunday best with car wash and wax. Cars, they're easy when you take care of them. Kids, now that's another story. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the show and literally bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something new that we need to communicate to you about the show, whether it be a change in times, which we had here within the past 24 hours, or a new affiliate, which we're going to have, I think, by the end of this week. We'll update you via the updates list. Just go in, click updates, and sign up. Maybe it takes you a minute or two of your time. From that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something new. FreeTalkLive.com.
You know that Vincent Price laugh that I'd been doing the last
time? That was quite good.
Yeah, it was. I can do it, but it made me a little hoarse.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, so 800-259-9231. The busybody Puritans are at it again, man, which...
They sure are busy pulling the mote out of my eye while they got the plank left in theirs, don't they?
Yes, they came with it this time.
I mean, Jesus talked about this stuff. He was pretty clear. Go ahead.
Oh, well, hang on. Larry in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live. This is your show. Take control. Larry, what's on your mind?
Your comments about the jury. It would seem that you gentlemen ought to be a little more informed about fully informed jury.
Actually, we were waiting for your call so that you could tell us.
Okay, I knew you were. Okay, in our first Chief Justice, John Jay, in 1792...
You see, you really do know a hell of a lot more than me. Go on.
You bet I do.
But don't be bashful.
I'm not.
All right.
Especially when we have people like you talking.
Well, there you go. That's okay, why it's an open forum.
Set us straight, Larry.
Okay. John Jay, in a civil case, Georgia versus Brailford stated that the jury has the right to determine the law as well as the fact.
Yes.
In evidence. Up until 1975, in the U.S. versus Dowdy, basically the same terms are used. Okay, if you go in and voir dire your own jury...
That means selection, jury selection.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you give jury instructions. You present yours, and the prosecuting attorney presents his. The judge says, okay, we'll take this and this and this. They will excuse a juror if a juror even mentions jury nullification.
You're absolutely right. That's why you have to do your best to keep quiet about it.
Why that is? I was standing in a courthouse one time voir diring the jury, and I made the statement.
Wait, are you a lawyer?
Paralegal.
Okay, okay.
And I said, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, do you know you have the right not only to determine the facts and evidence, you have the right to determine the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge came off the podium, pointed a finger at me, and said, that's a lie, not in my court.
Wow.
Now, you have to go a little farther, boys. To research why that guy could say that. Because that gold draping around the flag is a military flag that puts him into maritime admiralty jurisdiction. He is the captain of the ship.
You know, we've heard a claim like this before. Maybe it was from you, Larry. We've certainly heard it from a couple different sources. It's an interesting claim. At what point did we become in this jurisdiction that you're talking about? Was it in 1976 or whatever it was that you suggested?
Contractual law. Anything you go into contract, you look at your driver's license, that is implied contractual law.
Mm-hmm.
Your Social Security law is implied contractual law.
Okay.
Everything you are in, henceforth, you have no constitution. You have equity law that if they want to, oh, yeah, you got a constitution, but anytime they want to, oh, no, you don't.
Now, I've heard this this alternate kind of jurisdiction. There's a few different jurisdictions that are described, actually, in the Constitution, and admiralty law is one of them. But
that's the one, if you read the Declaration, he brought, referring to King George, foreign law upon the land,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they meant. Admiralty law.
Now, it's bizarre, though, because we've had a couple different claims. Now, we've heard your claim before, Larry, and we've also heard a claim that said something about statutory law as opposed to admiralty law.
Statutory law is just a kid brother to admiralty.
So, okay, well, how would you get into a courtroom then today where you could say that? I mean, you said that the judge told you to basically shut the hell up when you said something about jury nullification. Are there any courtrooms or any jurisdictions where common law is practiced to where you could bring that up, or could you?
In 1933, the federal Supreme Court ruled there is no more federal common law.
Really?
Now, in the state of Washington, a few years ago, they merged the common law and equity.
And how could the federal Supreme Court make a ruling like that? Isn't that categorically
unconstitutional? I don't know. Tell me, how do they print pieces of paper and say that that is a dollar? You tell me.
That's a great
how
point.
Do they do it?
That's a great point, Larry. Which is why I'm now supporting the Liberty Dollar, and you can go get them for yourself at dollar.freetalklive.com. You know, Larry, you're absolutely right. We've got a screwed up system here, and you know, we appreciate you bringing up these really just bizarro things that are going on without anybody's knowledge. Nobody pays any attention to it.
There's a lot of. There used to be a state senator at one time, Jack Medcalf. When he was a state senator back in the 80s, we had a thing in Seattle about trading in our Federal Reserve notes for change, right down in this big part of the Kingdome area.
Okay.
To draw attention to dishonest money. And then he became a federal congressman from Washington, and he talked a lot about money. But the powers that be, let's say the controlling banks, they certainly don't want to talk about these issues.
Yeah, there's definitely
because
a lot of issues.
They make trillions of dollars off these things.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get some crackhead out here to kill somebody for $100 bag of crack. What are they going to do to control a budget of $2.5 or $6 trillion?
You know, Larry, how old are you, if I can ask?
57.
All right, so you've definitely got some years on you. We're going to take your words at face value. It's fascinating, the whole different maritime law thing. What do you think the chances are we're ever going to get out of this, Larry? Are we ever going to be able to reverse this Supreme Court decision?
Nope, never.
So we're screwed, basically, right?
And it'll get worse. Believe me, it'll get a lot worse.
Do you think that the Free State Project is the answer?
Nope.
No, what is the answer, Larry? Just give up?
Gun.
A gun and what? Then what? Do what with it?
That's right, an AK-47, 5,000 rounds buried in the backyard with some solid gold
for grams. What are you going to do? Listen to me. What are you going to do? Take it out in the moonlight and polish it and tell me how free you are? No, that isn't what it's for.
Are you suggesting that that we have armed revolution
anything.
At this point?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Interesting.
You ask me.
Great call, man. Call us again sometime.
Oh, yeah, bud.
All right, man. 800-259-9231. He's an interesting one.
You know, he certainly...
What can he say to him? He's got facts like crazy.
Yeah, he's confident in what he says.
He doesn't stumble over anything.
I'm of the opinion that the things that he says are true. I believe them.
Yeah, it's totally believable.
I think that the Admiralty Law thing's kind of irrelevant.
He doesn't sound kooky when he does it.
No,
either.
He doesn't.
He totally just has facts and backs up what he says. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments, this is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It is your show, and you can take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so a few more moments for you to get your phone calls in about whatever's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. Don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, and we've got the archives there. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. Just go get them. In fact, we're even podcasting, number two in the world right now. Via podcast. There were some of the people in the we talked about the podcast controversy earlier in the show tonight. Mm-hmm. Some people are complaining because we're claiming that we're number two in the world. Well, according to podcastalley.com, we are the number two podcast in the world. I don't see what's unfair about that.
Nothing unfair.
There are no other top 10 lists out there, so we must be. There's 1,000 of them to choose from, and we're number two. Anyway,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, just keep listening to Free Talk Live because we talk about it all the
time. We're obsessed.
Yeah, we were talking about it during the break.
Yeah.
All right, can't wait to get up for get up there to Pork Fest so we can go and look at the different towns.
I think about it when I have sex sometimes. Is that wrong?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Very, very wrong.
I think about it in the shower, too.
Well, I do a lot of thinking in the shower.
Yeah.
Shower's a good time to think.
Right.
1-888-532-4604 to contact the Free State Project, or log on to Free State Project, or go to freestateproject.org.
We need to change the copy there.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nick in Connecticut. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Excellent.
The last caller, Larry, was talking about, he actually made a comment. He said, currency, you know, our American dollar is just a piece of paper anyways. Well, actually, at my school in Connecticut, where I go, some kids got in trouble for counterfeiting money.
Right.
Really?
What they did in graphics class was they, you know, scanned in the dollar and tried to Photoshop and make it look real nice, and some of them looked pretty real. And
I bet they did.
I guess it was floating around, and they got in trouble for it and actually got arrested. So.
Ooh.
But I just don't
know. Did they get arrested by the secret police or the secret service?
Supposedly.
That's who they'd have to get arrested by.
Supposedly they said that a couple days after that, for a couple days, we had secret service in our school. I didn't see anything, but supposedly that was the...
That's the point, buddy.
Well, that was the 17-year-old secret service agents. They blended in. How old are you, Nick?
17.
17. Now, have we actually heard from you before?
Yes, once before.
Excellent. Well, we're definitely glad you're out there and glad you're listening. So, Manwich?
So, do you think that if they would have... If these kids take the tack that, in fact, the federal government, that they're not counterfeiting anything because the notes are
right.
Federal Reserve notes, do you think if they took that tack that they'd have any luck?
I do not think they'd have any luck at all against the government.
Hell but, no, they wouldn't have any luck. Because I mean, from what I've been told, and I haven't read anything up on this really, just from what I understand, the Federal Reserve is partially, some people say it's partially privately owned, some people say it's fully privately owned. Anyway, even if it is backed by nothing, you're still interfering with their product. You know, you're still trying to you're trying to create some of their product right. Without actually their
right.
permission.
Right, but the government can print money all day long and use it for their own purposes if they wanted to, and who's going to do it? I mean, they're the ones who make the law, so they
can't. Your point is absolutely well taken, Nick. I'm just agreeing with you that there'd be no way to fight it on those grounds.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be just a waste of time.
Unfortunate.
So it's just a couple of dumb kids that... They shouldn't have done it. They knew better. I mean, they did know better. So there you go. Nick, anything else in your mind?
No, that's about it.
Good call, man.
Okay, thanks.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So the Puritans are at it again, this time in O'Neill, Florida.
Where is O'Neill, Florida?
I don't know.
I live in Florida. I don't know where O'Neill is.
You have to map quest it. They came without songs or chants. Instead, their hands grasped firmly to a message. It's somewhere where a lot of busybodies live, man, which
okay.
One that they want to make quite clear. Rick Young, who's heading up the demonstration at a new store called Adam and Eve in Nassau County. I don't even know where Nassau County is. Pornography.
Nassau County is just north of Jacksonville.
There you go. Pornography and sex shops in general are bad. Maybe I should do that. Pornography and sex shops in general are bad for the community. They say now that Adam and Eve has come to town, crime and other troubles will follow. Certainly, we hope that this business will decide to move elsewhere, close its doors, and move out. Move out of our county, quite frankly, says Young. Not going to happen, says the store's owner, who put up a sign that actually says, Welcome Protesters. The dude had a laminate sign created, one that you have to hang from grommets, kind of like we have here in the studio, the Free Talk Live sign.
Ours is much bigger, though.
Except it says, Welcome Protesters, in large red font with their Adam and Eve logo next to it. Isn't that great?
That is great.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, you should go out and give them, like, lemonade and cookies. You know, really, I think
right.
You should.
Well, that's what the some of the libertarians in New Hampshire did. They mm-hmm. had, they were having the Liberty Dinner. And this is like a charity event where they raise money to give kids scholarships to college, right?
And yeah, I can see why people would want to protest that.
Yeah, apparently the Democrats in New Hampshire decided that it was going to be a good idea to protest this. They came out with a few protesters, and one of the libertarians there got the brilliant idea to bake them some cookies and hand them out at the protest. And it actually went over so brilliantly. He had, you know, fresh-baked cookies to hand out to the protesters, and it was a great conversation starter. As a matter of fact, instead of, you know, protesting, they were out there talking about issues and finding, you know, what issues we agree on. Yeah, finding common ground. So, interesting way to turn the tables. Although, I don't know if the porn store owner is going to be able to go out there and find common ground with the zealous protesters.
Absolutely he is. Those people wouldn't want anybody telling them what they can do on their property. They wouldn't want anybody.
They're way too zealous. There'd be no way you could start a...
There'd be no way that I can't believe that you could start a sensible conversation with these people. They're out there to hold signs and yell because they're angry. That's why you give them porn cookies. And it makes them angry.
I say give them cookies.
I say give them dildos. We're gonna come back. Oh, can I say that? Okay, we're gonna come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Donovan, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We get the Shrine of Female Listeners there, as a matter of fact. Dozens of women have sent their photographs in, and we put them up on the web, freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. And if you wanted to get on the air with us, now would be the damn best time to make that call, because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. We do it 6 nights a week, though, and so if you miss your opportunity tonight, don't fret. We'll be on tomorrow night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. So we're talking about the Puritans, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The protesting Puritan busybodies who have nothing better to do with their time than stand out in front of a porn store and, yes, ironically, get it free publicity. As a matter of fact, the owner of the porn store, George Seebeck, put up a large sign out front of his store that says, "Welcome Protesters," with the logo of his store on it. He says the spirit of the sign was to welcome the protesters. And let's face it, protesters are good press for us.
I would like to encourage anybody who really doesn't like Free Talk Live to just head on over to your local radio station where you're hearing it now and get yourself a nice big sign and make sure you spell Free Talk Live correctly when you protest us.
Right.
But to protest all day tomorrow.
Yes.
And all day the next day. As a matter of fact,
if, and all you podcast crybabies,
if you can direct the bad people to freetalklive.com, or the good people to freetalklive.com to see what bad people we are,
right,
that'd be even better.
Yeah, and the same thing applies to all you crybabies in the podcast world who've been bitching and moaning because we're number two on the charts and you don't like it that we're passing up your favorite shows. You can go ahead and just bitch about it all you want. Tell all your friends about how horrible Free Talk Live is. Go for it.
Our listeners will just go to podcastalley.com and vote.
Yeah, and they will be doing that tonight and tomorrow and the day after that.
Well, they have been. We're number two.
Exactly.
I mean, we've skyrocketed.
Thank goodness. Thanks to all of you out there who have been casting five-star votes for this show. If you want to cast a five-star vote, right on Free Talk, go to freetalklive.com. Right above the archive section is a little link that says cast your five-star vote or vote us 5 stars. And you just click that, click vote, follow the instructions. Maybe it takes you 30 seconds to a minute to do. And it's a great investment for Free Talk Live because once we get to that number one slot, we get press attention.
Well,
and that means we get more listeners.
And that means we
get more radio stations.
I wasn't going to talk about any of this evening, but it's clear you want to. And it's the other shows there, the Dawn and Drew show specifically, has been more or less telling people to go and vote us ones, to vote against us?
No, negative. They have not.
Okay.
According to what they claimed. It was one of their listeners who came in to the Free State Project forum. There's a thread on their forum where I'm encouraging people to go and vote. I'm just reminding them.
Uh-huh.
Now, every other day or every day, reminding them to go vote. Vote again, because you can do it every day or every 24 hours. And one of the posts that I said was, if you've listened to the Dawn and Drew show and you don't like it, go ahead and vote him 1 star. I didn't say vote him 1 star over and over again. I said, if you've listened and don't like it, vote him 1 star. One of their listeners took it out of context, took it as a threat, and said, oh, I've got 3 email accounts. I'm going to use them all to vote your show down and vote their show up. Boo, 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 boo. And that's what started this whole thing. And it didn't have anything to do with the people who host that show. So there.
Okay. Sorry,
and we've given them plugs on our show, Manwich. You realize that?
How's that?
We've been talking about them.
Oh, well, there you go.
Exactly. So negative publicity, not a bad thing.
I have no problem with people listening to their shows. I think we do such a good one that it doesn't matter to me.
Exactly. Not concerned in the least. And if eventually some other podcast crazy show comes up and knocks us off, I'm prepared to accept that. I'm not going to bitch and moan about it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Until then, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you online at freetalklive.com again tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. See you then.
If you're tired of